Actually, the civilian portion of GPS was not really a focus in the beginning of the system. It was decidedly a Defense Department system. But the concept was that if civilians were to use it, that 100 meters horizontally and 156 meters vertically at 95% reliability was the goal. This was the Standard Positioning Service, or SPS. However, it became apparent early on that civilian receivers were doing much better than 100 meters, and so therefore selective availability was instituted. This was based upon a dithering of the clocks in the GPS satellite. Now, obviously, as you know, if the clocks in the satellite or the oscillators in the satellites are tweaked, are moved, and don't keep a steady standard, then the positioning derived from them would suffer. And so using selective availability for quite a long period of time in the instituting of GPS, it was possible to degrade intentionally the accuracy available to the civilian CA code users to the 100-meter specification. Well, fortunately, selective availability was switched off May 2nd, 2000, and so that is no longer a consideration. I must mention that since surveyors traditionally worked with the carrier phase observable to achieve high accuracy, the dithering of the pseudo-range codes didn't affect surveying positioning. However, for those who use pseudo-range or code phase receivers primarily, selective availability was a problem. And since it has been switched off, of course, the accuracy of those sorts of receivers has improved markedly.